It's you. Finally. Don't pretend you're surprised to see me. We keep running into one another. Personally, I think it's fate. Do we really have to go through this? We both know what the result will be. Fine. Satisfied? Or do we have to do the Latin as well? As you wish. How about that old saying on the walls of the seminary where you trained? She wouldn't know that, would she? Per mortem, vitam aeternam consecimur. Yeah. Now that we've dotted our I's and crucified our T's, we get to the fun part. I haven't damaged this shell. Yet. She's pretty, isn't she? Well, I wanted you to recognize her. Yes, that's right. She attends Mass at your church. She sits in the front. She wears the dresses with the necklines that plunge to her belly button. Well, maybe not that far. But you can't help but see all that lovely cleavage every Sunday. Don't ignore me. That'll just make me mad. And then I'll have to hurt this lovely, innocent girl. Is that what you want? No? Good. It's fine. You can start your prayer if you want. I just want your attention. Vade retro satana indeed. I'd be happy if you got behind me, Father. While you chant your rote dogma, you can listen, right? You know all of that by heart. Satan knows I've heard it all before. Fine. Well, she's not gone, you know. She's in here with me, the poor dear, in a tiny corner of her mind. I control what she sees, what she hears, but her thoughts are her own. She doesn't know that you're here, but I made sure she felt that holy water with me. We've been talking, just us girls. Do you want to hear something funny? We share a common interest. Yes, you. Oh, I'm not joking. She has these fantasies about you. They're fairly vanilla, but they're so detailed. For a little while, I wondered if she'd seen your cock. But I think she's just looked at some porn. Yes. When she's in the confessional with you, all alone. She gets tingles. By the end, she's a wet mess and has to get herself off in the parking lot. No, not something you'd expect from a sweet little virgin like her, is it? Oh, yes. She is most definitely a virgin. I was very careful when I curated her for our use. Oh, did I say our? I meant my. Oh, I know this part. I think he goes, "I'm sorry, Daddy. I've been such a bad girl." I suppose it could have been, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned." You say potato, I say potato. So, do you like this form? With me in it? You say no, but your cock says yes. I can see it from here. It's about to burst right out. Let me help you. I'll just take off my clothes and... Oh no, don't try and stop me. I'll just hurt her, like the last one. Right. You drove me out, but her face won't ever be the same, will it? So, I'll make you a deal. You know I can't lie. You just let me take off the rest of her clothes, and I won't do any physical harm to her. You can even restrain me afterwards. I know you have leather straps in that box of goodies of yours. They're right next to the communion wafers. Excellent. Besides, this is more for you than it is for me. I know you've wondered what her breasts look like for ages. See? They're big, but only a little saggy. They're firm, but oh, so soft. And such lovely curves and hips. With a trim little bush. If you wanted to see her ass, you could always make me lay on my front before you strapped me down. Fine. We'll do it your way. I kind of love missionary anyway. That's right. Don't want those to be too loose. I might get away. Nice and tight. You've done this a lot. I can tell. Well, here we are again. You with your crucifix and holy water and little book of magic spells. I mean, holy doctrine. Me, in my gorgeous shell that's never known the touch of a man. Well, I do have one more teensy little offer to make. Oh, you don't want to hear it? Well, all right. But you might want to tell her parents about the boy in St. Louis. Yes. You exercised him quite well. Drove me right out and on my way, leaving him unhurt. Except, well, we both know he's never leaving that asylum, don't we? If you decide to fight me, we both know you'll win. You're so big and strong, spiritually speaking, of course. But I could quite ruin her young life on my way out. No, I promise not to do her any physical harm. You must learn to pay attention to technicalities, priest. They are important in our line of work. Very well. If you agree to what I propose, I will abandon this voluptuous form and cause her no harm whatsoever. That's right, no harm. I cannot lie to you, a true man of God. Well, I want you to fuck me. Like this. Oh yes, I'm quite serious. No, of course it would be consensual. I want it. I know you want it. And we both know she wants it. Even if she isn't exactly present. See? All nice and above board. All you have to do is spread these lovely, soft, thick thighs and pull your cock out and let nature take its course. I'm not selfish either. I'll make sure that she feels every thrust inside her warm, virgin body. She'll come with me, and you'll fill her with your lovely, sticky seed. Are you really worried about that? She's so innocent. If she gets pregnant, she'll probably think God did it. Then, when I'm gone, I'm sure that you could find new ways to comfort her in your rectory. Yes, that's it. Come to me, priest. Come to your demon lover. Fuck. You're big. And she's tight, isn't she? That's it. Start slow. You're such a gentleman. Letting her get used to you. Oh, fuck. Getting a bit rough, aren't we, Father? Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Fuck. Punish me. Punish the little slut I'm writing to. She wants it. She wants you to hurt her. Oh, she's thought about all manner of deviant things. Oh, she even wants you to hit her. Do it. Do it, you fucking bastard. You know you want to. Just to shut up my fucking whore mouth. Yes. Oh, yes. Fuck. That's it, Father. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Fuck us both. She's loving it, Father. She's loving the feeling of your cock inside us. That's it. Oh, that's right. Punish us both. Oh, punish our slutty little cunt, Father. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm gonna come, Father. Oh, come with me, Father. Come with me, Father. Come with me, Father. Well, I think we can both agree that that was divine. Well, no, I'll be going now. I'm just luxuriating a bit in the afterglow. Also, I'm giving you a chance to pull your pants back up so the poor ex-virgin doesn't know that her favorite priest fucked her hard while she was unaware. Sure, she'll be naked and a little sticky, but isn't that how a good party should end? Oh, I'm sure we'll see each other again, my love. That's what this is, you know. Love. Yes. And for my sake, you'll damn yourself with that lovely cock. And then we can truly be together. Until then, take care, Father.